I said to my wife, honey, don't use the word exercise. If you use the word exercise again, I'm going to wash my mouth out with chocolate.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently on Laugh Again, I told you about my friend Frank King, columnist for a city newspaper. I used to be a Christian, Frank told me the first time we talked. So we got together and he told me all about it. One day he called to tell me a relationship had fallen through, that he had an extra ticket to an Eagles concert. I said, you mean the old guys, the Hotel California New Kids in Town Eagles? Yep, said Frank, they're old and bald, you'll be able to relate. So I asked, are the tickets like free or do they take up an offering? They're 75 bucks, he laughed. Sorry, I said, for a minute there, I thought you said 75 bucks. I did. Is that per row? I asked. Per seat, he said. On the night of the concert, we sat surrounded by baby boomers watching the Eagles soar through the last few decades. For 3 hours, I was back in high school. I even thought I had hair. It was great. The tour would earn the boys 63 million bucks, and it comforted me to know that I was able to have some small part in it. After all, as I pointed out to Frank, these guys have to feed their kids, you know. Near the end of the concert, Joe Walsh stepped forward and played a slide guitar solo. The song had been a hit long before the new kid was in town, long before anyone in the audience was born. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Frank and I and thousands of others sang along. We knew every word. One day I called Frank, I've got a ticket for you to a Christian concert. A what? He asked. But he came along. It was as loud as the Eagles, believe you me. And when they sang, I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, Frank turned and he walked out. I followed him. We stood in the lobby talking about God and about relationships. Frank was struggling with both. I told him about my marriage, how the storms had served to strengthen it. He'd been in our house and he knew us well. He'd seen it. I told him about my faith in Jesus, not a religion, but a relationship. And suddenly I was surprised to find that Frank had tears in his eyes. You know that Foreigner song, I Want to Know What Love Is? I'd give anything for that kind of love, he said. His words weren't what I expected, but they made sense. I think a watching world needs to see that faith and reason go hand in hand. But more than anything, I think they need to see our love. I told Frank that I'd pray for him, that he would find that love. And that's what I did each and every Wednesday for 5 years. One day, Frank sent an email. I did it, he wrote. On a mountaintop, sitting on a ski lift, overwhelmed by the beauty around him, Frank prayed to God, knowing he needed a savior. The last time we bumped into each other, we were in a city of about a million or more, not far from where we first shared a pizza. I was trying on a coral shirt my wife picked out for me, and when I came out of the change room to tell Ramona it didn't go with my hair color, Frank was standing there with a shirt of his own, selected by Lori, the gal he'd just married. It was one of life's very cool moments. I hope you've had a few of those. And I'm sure you have a friend or a family member who is far from God. Would you do something? Would you love them? Would you accept them? Tell them your story. And don't give up on them. The love of God reaches even us, and it will be seen in you. And where is Frank today? Ask him, and he'll start to laugh. Seems implausible, but this former atheist and agnostic, Frank King, works for the Billy Graham Organization. I kid you not. He's out there helping others find the love of Jesus. If this were fiction, I could never have come up with such a fantastic ending.
This month at Laugh Again, we're asking friends of this ministry to partner with us financially so that we can start off strong in 2019. Our December year-end goal is $70,000. To help us reach even more people with a message of hope and joy next year, consider making a special year-end financial gift today. Call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.